Today's reading is from Luke chapter 16, beginning in verse 10. Luke 16, verse 10. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much. And one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. The Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things, and they ridiculed him. And he said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since then the good news of the kingdom is preached, and everyone forces his way into it. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one dot of the law to become void. Everyone who divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery, and he who marries a woman divorced from her husband commits adultery." So this is a follow-up to the story that we read about the dishonest manager. That dishonest manager doing things to try to set himself up because he didn't feel like he could dig and he certainly wasn't going to beg. So he goes from that right into this statement, one who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much. One who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. He's talking about who we are from within. If we're dishonest in one area, then we're very likely to be dishonest in another. And the contrary is true. If you're faithful in one area, then you tend to be faithful in another. That's because that's what your heart is. That's who you are. So then he says, you know, if you've not been faithful in one area, who's going to entrust you to true riches? And if you haven't been faithful in what belongs to somebody else, then why would they then give you that which is your own? And if you're dishonest, you're untrustworthy. He says, if you're untrustworthy, then why should anybody trust you? Now, obviously, he's talking about a lot more than money and a lot more than being a manager of, you know, a master's household. He's going to make a spiritual connection with this. Verse 13, no one can serve two masters. He'll either hate the one and love the other or be devoted to the one and despise the other. And then he says this statement that really catches the attention of the Pharisees. You cannot serve God and money. Well, Luke gives us insight here when he says the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things and they ridiculed him. Anytime they don't like his teaching or anytime his teaching makes them look bad, which they wouldn't like that either, they're going to ridicule him. They're going to talk about it and try to detract from him and try to make him look bad instead of themselves. But the problem was their heart. The problem is anybody's heart when they're just serving money instead of serving God. And it doesn't have to be, you know, the green dollar bills in your wallet. It can mean wealth or possessions or anything that you value highly in this world. You can't serve God while you serve your lust for those things. Your lust is always going to pull you in a different direction than God wants you to go. And so you have to be able to set those things aside. We've talked about that in terms of our family and our friends and other people, that we have to love those things less than we love God. God has to be the top of the priority list. Well, God has to be the top of the priority list here as well. If we don't serve Him faithfully, truthfully, with a whole heart, then we won't really serve Him at all. Well, Jesus then adds another condemnation onto the Pharisees here, saying, "You are those who justify yourselves before men." I mean, people do that all the time. People want to justify themselves when they think that others are looking at them in a bad light. You know, why did you do that? Well, I did it because. That's justification. You know, why are you this way? Well, it's because of. That's justification. Well, the Pharisees were always trying to justify the things that they did. A lot of times, it comes down to what those priorities are. But for the Pharisees, it was not only the love of money, but it was the love of how other people saw them. They wanted to be seen. They wanted to be looked up to. They wanted to be almost worshipped. I don't know if they would go that far in terms of what they're thinking, but that's basically what they want, though. So he says, you justify yourselves in the eyes of men, but God knows your heart. In other words, God knows what's truly inside of you. And then he says, what is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Now, this is a generalized statement. He's talking about people of the world, people that think along those same lines. He's not meaning that, you know, if Christians look up to somebody, then that means that they're an abomination. I think there's plenty of people that we look up to for their faithfulness, their encouragement, their teaching, those types of things. And that would be appropriate. We are to let others have an influence on us, and we are to have the older teach the younger. So there is a certain amount of that that is perfectly healthy. But then he's making this generalized statement, what's exalted among mankind or men of the world is an abomination in the sight of God. You see, it doesn't really matter what people think. It matters what God thinks. God is the one that will judge you. God is the one that chose what the standard is. At any given moment, on any given day, God knows exactly who you're serving, whether it's self or him, whether it's money or him. You can reject Jesus in your heart. You can follow your own path and still whitewash all of that, putting on a facade that people can't see through, but God can see through it. That's what the Pharisees were doing. And there's many who still do that today. We need to be very careful that we're not hiding a part of ourselves from people, letting them think that we're righteous, and then expecting that God is going to think that we're righteous too, when he really knows your heart. He knows exactly what's hidden. And we can even deceive ourselves sometimes. We need some really honest self-examination in order to not deceive ourselves as well. I think that there's another side to this too, though. There's a side in which the world may ridicule you, like they ridiculed Jesus. The world may make fun of you. The world may slander you. But God knows your heart. And if you are following him, he knows that you're one of his. He doesn't think the way people think. God will always be watching. God will always know. So we need to think about these things and undergo that self-examination that would reveal to us whether I'm truly honest and sincere about my service to God. And then we need to pray that we serve God faithfully, truthfully, and honestly, and that he sees those things and that he will overlook those imperfections within us. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.